David Bowie is everywhere in Groningen. The cafes play his music, the cinemas his films. There are art exhibitions inspired by him, and at the ancient Martini Tower, the bells have gone Bowie. Chiming out China Girl. My China Girl. It's all because the Victoria and Albert Museum's multi-sensory exhibition, David Bowie is at the Groninger Museum, where I met other visitors picking up headsets.
It's all automatic. There are sensors in the floor, and they know where you are. So when you're near to a location, the audio will start to play.
I'm a great David Bowie fan. I saw him live, and we planned it before he died. And we came over from Germany now to see his exhibition. So on stage he was far away, and now we are able to see some things about him directly.
When he died, I knew that I loved him, and I didn't know that before. That's funny.
I'm just fascinated by Bowie. I think he's one of the most interesting artists of the past 40 years. I guess there's the sort of the slightly morbid, if you like, element, because he sadly died, which kind of reinvigorates everybody's interest in it.
I am Andreas Blüm, the director of the Groninger Museum. We begin with his beginning. There's an interesting video collage showing him here as one of the band leaders of the Conrads in a nice suit. And then you see his first television interview. Founding member of the Society for the Protection Against Cruelty Against Long-Haired Men.
For the last 2 years, we've had comments like, darling, and can I carry a handbag, thrown at us. I think it's just had to stop now.
This is one of the areas where visitors stay along. It's one of the Top Pops performances and the original suit of Starman. This is when Bowie became an icon.
It's like a quilted harlequin outfit, isn't it? Bowie described it as ultraviolence in Liberty Fabrics.
Here you see the lyrics of Starman, again in his original handwriting. Yeah? Here there's a correction.
It's amazing how he kept polishing as he went along.
This area here is David Bowie as a music video artist. It's just a fraction of what he did. And you see his Ashes to Ashes clown's costume.
The mannequin's faces, they kind of look like him.
It is a mask of him. Not a death mask, but a life mask.
But it is now.
Mm, yeah. Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. On the day the news broke, our system collapsed. I mean, the online booking we had, 500 to 1500 a day, all of a sudden 20,000. We opened the museum, and there was already a queue forming, and they just wanted to drop flowers. We put a book where people could like write down their feelings and thank you, David, and other things. And many people cried. They still do.
Are you seeing that more people are wanting to come now?
Yes. The weekends are sold out. It's becoming a memorial service in a way. So it's very uplifting, but it's sad. Nothing will keep us together. The next area, it's about David Bowie's Berlin years. And, of course, it's experimental phase. And the classic synthesizer, a AKS Synthi from 1974. And so on this machine, Heroes was composed.
We're walking up the steps now. Ahead of me, it says David Bowie is on stage. And it does feel like I'm walking into a gig.
You are.
We're surrounded by projections, by original concerts, by music, original objects. They dance here. People dance here. It's a common thing.
I don't quite know where to look. There's so much to see. Just in front of me is the fabulous metallic bodysuit from Aladdin Sane. The colours are just glimmering on it. It's the most spectacular kind of diamond-shaped costume, showing how tiny he was.
This is me. One of the greatest tours of our life, we really... of all the shows on this tour, this particular show will remain with us the longest, because... Not only is it the last show of the tour, but it's the last show that we'll ever do. Thank you. Time takes a cigarette.
Wow, I just walked out feeling that I was coming to a gig and having that excitement, and then to have him say, that's it, no more Ziggy Stardust, I feel quite emotional.
It gives you the goosebumps, and you hear the crowd cheering and then turning into despair.
You're a rock and roll suicide.
People hear, if they haven't cried before, when they hear, you know, goodbye, you know, love you, last concert, then they cry here.